Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You know, from a biblical perspective, the common method of dealing with the dead is to bury them in the earth. And the practice of the early church fathers, that is to say, those people that lived in the centuries after the time of the apostles and the time of Christ, their common practice was burial as well. Now, there were a couple of occasions of cremation in the Bible, and one example is Saul and his sons were cremated, but the purpose of that cremation was to prevent their dead bodies from being desecrated at the hands of the Philistines. You know, the Philistines were wicked people who liked to take dead bodies and do these occultic rituals on them and stuff and just, defile them. And so their bodies were burned for that purpose. Now, this is not going to prevent God from resurrecting you from the dead. The fact of the matter is that when we die, our bodies eventually return to dust, even if you're not cremated. Given enough time, your body returns to the dust. From dust we came, to dust we return. And God in his awesome power, according to 1 Corinthians 15, will resurrect us with the same power that resurrected Christ from the dead. And we are told that our bodies will be similar to the body with which Christ resurrected, which is a physical resurrection. Now, keep in mind one thing very clear. God is the creator. He is the one who created us in the first place. He took all these atoms out of the dust and made that into a real, live, fleshly human being. That God is not going to have any problem taking dust in the ground, whether it's from you being cremated or whether it's from you dying and years passing. He's not going to have any problem in resurrecting that person from the dead. And so don't let that be a fear for anyone.
Excellent.
Having said that, the common policy in the Bible is burial.
Okay. We have time for one more question, I believe, till we pray. And this one says, can Ron speak to deathbed conversions? If we have a loved one who didn't confess Christ while they lived, how can we think rightly about what's happened to them after death? Can they convert right before death? And if so, is it genuine? It makes me think of the thief on the cross with Jesus. But what say you, Ron?
Well, I do think that if a person trusts in Jesus on the deathbed, then that they will go to be with the Lord in heaven. The thief on the cross is a perfect example because he was an evil man who deserved to die. But at the last minute, right before he died, he trusted in Jesus. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. And of course, the word paradise is like a metaphor referring to heaven. And, my point is this, as long as there is breath in the human lung, there is the opportunity to trust in Jesus Christ for salvation. And the only time that you are not able to trust in Christ for salvation is once you have passed through death's door. You do not get a second chance in the afterlife. That is why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6 that now is the day of salvation. So if you're hearing my voice today and you've not trusted in Christ, the Apostle Paul says to you, now is the day of salvation. None of us knows when we're going to die. And if you pass through death's door today and you haven't trusted in Christ, you will not have any further possibility of trusting in him.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.